And joining me live in studio today is Chris Simpkins, the owner of Skyview Lanes and Cineplex, and also Garrett Cottom, who was the new owner, I should say, of Skyview Lanes and Cineplex as a transition happens at this iconic Star Valley business. Chris, Garrett, good morning. How are you both doing today?
We're good.
Doing great. Thank you for having us.
Doing well. Appreciate you guys coming in today. So changes coming as far as ownership goes, and Garrett, we'll talk to you about what's coming up for Skyview Lanes and Cineplex. But Chris, I guess first off, man, congratulations. Kind of a change of scenery for you, it sounds like.
Thanks, Duke. Appreciate that. Yes, it's a really big change.
I bet it
in
is.
In our lives.
Well, you started Skyview Lanes first as a bowling alley only when? What, remind us how this all came about.
15 years ago, but we've been in business in that building for 45 years. We had auto parts stores and we had an IFA store, so various businesses in that same building, and then we decided to turn it into a bowling alley. That was 15 years ago.
Tell us how did that come about? I mean, that had to be a huge decision.
Well, we'd sold our auto parts business, not the building, and then that sale didn't pan out like we had hoped, so we had an empty building there, and I had this crazy idea, let's build a bowling alley in here. It was kind of a crazy idea, but my son Travis had come and was here in Star Valley for a while, so that's what we decided to do. We remodeled the building, added on to part of the front, but most of it was just the original building there. It exactly fit 8 lanes, and that's why we did it like we did. So we trudged through that. It was really an interesting experience. You find out you cannot run a bowling alley without a lane mechanic, and we were not lane mechanics. So we gone through several, and finally we found Ryan, who's there now. He'll be Garrett's manager, and he's also the lane mechanic, and he's incredibly awesome. He's pretty much self-taught. You don't just go out and hire a lane mechanic.
Yeah, I'd have no idea. Right?
you don't. Yeah. They're kind of a dying breed in the country anymore. And then 7 years ago, we decided it would be bowling is kind of a winter sport here in Star Valley. When it gets to be summer, everybody wants to be outside, not in a building. So we thought theaters would probably be a great idea because they bring out bigger movies in the summer. So kind of they complemented each other. And that's kind of where we got with bowling and movies. We started out with a little kind of snack bar and eventually figured out that wasn't going to quite fit the bill. So we started knocking out some walls and added our big pizza oven and a dough mixer and went into the pizza business. And that's kind of where we're at right now.
Well, you know what? I always say any business that is in business for a long period of time, it's for a reason. And it's hard to run a business. It's stinking hard to run a business. And so to be successful at it and to stay in business, I mean, that says a lot about what you guys have done.
It is really, really, it's hard to be in business. And it's hard to be in business in a small community. And of course, then we had COVID, which really hurt everyone. Most movie theaters totally shut down during the COVID. We tried to stay open, keep our employees employed. But since COVID's been really difficult for employees, that's the hardest thing. I think every business, we see that most businesses in the Valley are hiring. Employees are really difficult right now. But yes, staying in business is hard. You kind of have to be a tough boss a lot of the times. And when we hire mostly teenagers, sometimes they don't appreciate that. But my theory has always been to teach kids how to have a real job when they leave this community and teach them how to work hard. And so we make them leave their phones and come in and do a job. And I've had lots of employees from that have left here and said, thanks for teaching us how to work hard. And that's, I'll miss the employees. I'll miss the people. I'll miss, we have LSR that comes in once a week and bowls, and they're such awesome, the clientele at LSR. So those are things that I'll miss. Mm-hmm. I won't miss the stress of if there's somebody calls in sick and you don't have an employee,
right,
or paying the bills sometimes when it gets really hard. But there's things I will miss.
Absolutely. Well, again, just I guess thank you, Chris, for putting this in our valley, because our community needed this, and you guys made it happen.
Well, I appreciate that, Duke. And yes, it's, and people have been very appreciative, and just so many of them will say thank you for doing this, because it has, it's been a lot of work and hard, but really, really rewarding. So I'm super, super happy to have somebody like Garrett.
Yeah, absolutely.
To come in and buy it, and his enthusiasm, and of course he's younger than I am, so he has the energy, and and glad he's going to do that.
Well, Garrett, you have the energy, it sounds like. You're feeling energetic?
That's right. Bring that stress on, right?
Now that we just went in through all that, yeah. So Garrett Cottom is also in studio. He's the new owner of Skyview Lanes and Cineplex, and it sounds like this is a done deal. It's a transfer that's taking place, and so Garrett, you're the new owner as of now. I guess this has happened, right?
Yep, took over operations on Monday, and we're been trying to hit the ground running. I've spent about a week and a half up here already, just in preparation for the transition and getting to know people and trying to learn the ins and outs of what Chris has done. And I got to compliment Chris. I have been so impressed with what she's been able to do here in the Valley in terms of building a community, and in the sense that it's a place that where people gather. And as I've talked to people, I've just been so impressed with the community involvement and the community support. I think it's fantastic.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. So Garrett, let's do get to know you some. Tell us where you're from and kind of what your background is, and what led you to making this purchase.
Sure. So I was born and raised in Southern Utah. I've spent the last 18 years working in finance, working for a small community bank in Southern Utah. And it was probably 6 or 7 years ago, my wife and I decided we wanted to get into business for ourselves and become entrepreneurs. And so we actually bought and purchased a hotel and operated that down by Bryce Canyon National Park for 5 years. And obviously COVID had a big impact on us there as well. And so that initiated some changes, and we decided to shuffle things around a little bit. And it's been the last year has kind of been, we've been waiting to see where we're going to land after that change. And here we are. So we're excited to be here, excited to be a part of the community. And we're looking forward to building on what Chris has been able to do here.
Perfect. So what are your short-term and long-term goals for Skyview Lanes?
Absolutely. Well, as she mentioned, is, you know, with the history and background, this, it's been an evolving business, and with things changing over time. And initially, right now, our plan is just to transition, get familiar with all the different people in the community. There's a strong league presence here. It's been so fun to meet so many of the bowlers and the people who are so passionate about it. We want to be a big supporter of those programs. Also the youth programs. We love seeing the youth programs and the youth involvement down there. And so in the short term, the plan is just to help maintain and build and make minor adjustments and just fine tune things and transition into the business. Long term, this business is in the business of providing opportunities for an experience. Very much so similar to the hospitality industry and tourism industry that I come from. It's all about providing an experience. So we want to try and find ways to make that experience better for the people of Star Valley. Whether that's sometime down the road, we may look at some expansion opportunities and adding other fun things to do. But for now, the immediate short-term plan is just to build and improve upon what Chris has done.
Garrett Cottom in studio along with Chris Simpkins talking about Skyview Lanes and Cineplex and that transfer of ownership. Garrett, you're from a small town, and so you're very well and familiar with kind of how the small town community tight-knit works, right? And sometimes when people hear, oh, we got an outsider coming in here buying the business, markets up, you know, maybe talk to that a little bit, because you're a small town guy, and you're gonna build on those values, right?
Absolutely. So that's part of the reason I was open to doing or acquiring a business here in Star Valley. I grew up in a small town of 1,200 people, And then when my wife and I got married, when we were running that hotel, the town we lived in had 120 people. So we know what it's like to be in a rural market. And in fact, that's something that we really love and value is just a little bit quieter and slower pace of life. But above all, it's all about the people and building those relationships and getting to know people. And so that's part of what attracted us to this opportunity. And that's what we are hoping to continue to embrace.
That again is Garrett Cotton, the new owner of Skyview Lanes and Cineplex. Also in studio is Chris Simpkins. Chris, I guess again, congratulations. Hope you guys enjoy, you and your husband and your family enjoy what's next in life for you. You've earned everything coming for you.
Thanks, Duke. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.